sure it was rainy and windy, but crowds turned out for the Women's March in Honolulu. 10 deep, they marched, then rallied in rainbow profusion there at the Hawaii State Capitol.
Look, it's our kids' first political march.
Marna and Craig braved rain and wind Saturday with their babies and their stroller.
But it's a sad state of affairs when, as women, we have to be marching for our own rights.
A diverse and spirited crowd of about 5,000 showed up for the Women's March in Honolulu. This young woman's sign says, a woman's place is in the resistance.
Oh, I'm a feminist. I'm also a scientist. And I was a user of Planned Parenthood. So, yeah, I'm here for our rights.
Hundreds rallied on neighbor islands. 400,000 rallied in New York City.
I cannot tell you how many times I burst into tears yesterday.
Amelia Nordhoek, co-chair of Hawaii's delegate travel team, is in D.C., which saw 500,000 people flood the mall.
And still today, it's very emotional. Just speaking with each woman, every one of us had a different experience. But at the same time, we all heard and saw the same things. This is what democracy looks like.
Carrie Yurosevich, co-founder of Seeds of Peace, also at the D.C. March, says this is just the kickoff to serious organizing.
We're going to be facilitating several meetings over the next year through the Seeds of Peace, making sure that we continue to mobilize from the ground up. Just as this movement has happened, really from the ground up.
Sherry Campagna, Hawaii's statewide lead to the D.C. March, says some groups there are pretty angry.
But for Hawaii, it is and always has been about aloha for all, and it's about being aloha powered.
There was humor. We shall overcome. And if you're looking for leaders, Gemma Garampil-Weinstein, the new president of Local 5, was a standout.
Yes. Next few years will be challenging and difficult, but there will be a great opportunity to fight for what is right.
Garampil-Weinstein urged support for a slate of progressive candidates in 2018. Lisa Grandinetti works with IKEA, an arm of Local 5.
We kind of feel like it is becoming easier and easier to agitate and organize young people, youth like ourselves, because our futures are honestly just horrible right now. And we're not believing the lies of just go to college and you'll find a great job and whatever anymore. Sometimes we shy away from talking about politics and about power and about hard topics. Organizing is confronting those things and sharing our stories of hardship and building from each other and then fighting together.
I'm thinking of writing a letter to President Trump and saying, thank you. You have finally woken up the sleeping giant. People who have been apathetic all these years and didn't do their homework, I think they're finally coming out and we are going to push forward. Finally.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.